listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flueckiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the show today. We are talking about just what I have on the screen behind me. The name of tonight's show is Why We Love the Underdog. Why we love the underdog, and what does that have to do with your personal story? Well, we're going to decide that, and we're going to talk about that today. I'm going to move these two little things that are on the screen so you can see them. All right, so why do we love the underdog? Well, let's go back to the whole premise of my show here. This show is about creating your ultimate life, a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. And why we love the underdog has a lot to do with that. And it has a lot to do with this other thing that's right behind me, radical excellence. There, I'm pointing at the wrong thing. Radical excellence. So we live in a world that is addicted to mediocrity. I was just on a radio show in Boston the other night, and it was a live one, and it's kind of a large station, one of the top 50 in the country. And the topic we were talking about is this addiction to mediocrity. Addiction to mediocrity, where it comes from, why we have it, what it does, and what to do about it. And you might not think you have it, but I encourage you to dig into your heart and say, are you settling? Because addiction to mediocrity could be described as just settling for what's easy and obvious, right? Instead of doing the work and the effort to get to the goal, the things you said you wanted. The things, not that somebody else wants for you. I'm not talking about living somebody else's script. I'm talking about, are you true to yours? All right. So this whole show is based on the idea that you can achieve whatever you want if you want it bad enough. Like, nobody's going to deliver it in an Amazon box, and the road to it might be steep, and it might be, you know, full of some struggles. And so then the question is, how bad do you want it? If you don't want it bad enough to walk the road, then you don't really want it, and that's okay. Nobody's making you wrong for that. But if you want it, this is a place to learn for sure and own the truth that you can create whatever you want if you're willing to walk the road that goes there. So let's talk about underdogs for a minute. Why we love the underdog and why your story matters. Because it's easy to talk about underdogs and people that do crazy, cool stuff when it's that person over there. But I want you to hold this in the mirror for you, because this show is really about you. I have the blessing, and this is the reason I'm doing this show. I have the blessing of living that life that I talk about, purpose, prosperity, and joy. I love every minute of every day. And I didn't fall. One of the things I ask when I interview people on both this show and my podcast is when they tell me about their story of winning and overcoming and struggle, I always say, well, you didn't fall up that mountain. So tell me a little bit about the journey. And you've heard a lot of my journey in past episodes, so we're not going to review any of that today. But if you want to know, it's in a book called Tightrope of Depression, My Journey from Darkness, Despair, and Death to Light, Love, and Life. And in another book called Living with Purpose and Power, I live in a place where I love every minute of the day. I wake up on fire. I'm excited. I flew out of bed this morning. I dive into my daily creation ritual every single day. And you might think I'm nuts, and I'm okay with that. The second thing I want to assure you is that everything I'm saying today is for you. It's not to talk about me or some imaginary person out there. It's for you. And the reason I'm doing this is that I love you. You know, I tell everyone whose show I'm on, and I'm on a lot of podcasts, I always thank them. I say, you know, podcasting, doing a show like this is a labor of love, because, you know, you don't get paid. Podcasts are free, and listening to this show is free, that sort of thing. And so people that do it, me and others, all those people are doing it because they care. They care. All right, so we're going to talk about why your story matters and relate it to underdogs. So here you go. Why do we root for the underdog? Well, from Mighty Mouse to Rocky Balboa, we love a comeback. We love, just at the deepest level of our soul, we just love it when people that were counted down and out, when they rise up, they stand up and they pound the table metaphorically or actually and say, not me, not today, not on my watch. And then they go follow it up with the action, the determination, the love, the power, the caring, the grit to get it done. And you know what? You are that. You are that. So Mighty Mouse, in case you don't remember, you may or may not be old enough. When I was a kid, there was a little, I was cartoon on Saturday morning, Mighty Mouse. And that was clear back in the days of black and white cartoons or barely some rudimentary color. And Mighty Mouse was just a little mouse that flew around with a cape. He could fly and he rescued the day all the time. Here I come to save the day. You know that Mighty Mouse is on the way. And that was the words of the theme song. So the reason we love him is because we see ourselves in them. Sometimes it is in a hopeless way, like I could never do that, or I wish I could do that, or wow, wouldn't it be nice if, you know, and then fill in the blank. Or it's in a more visceral way where our gut just sort of aches, maybe for missed opportunities, or maybe believing that our time, our opportunity is past and that it's too late because, and then we have a list of stuff. Well, in that moment, when you think or feel that, two things happen. You're believing a lie because the truth is it is never too late to matter. This moment here, as I speak these words, you can change your direction. You can also stay doing what you're doing, but you can change your direction. Your direction matters more than your speed. It matters more than anything. So intentionally choosing your direction of growth is key. Today, we're talking about why your story matters more than you think. Why your story matters more than you think. And let me tell you who I'm talking to. I am not talking today to people who they think I'm a loser, I'm worth nothing, and I'm not even trying. You know, I'm not talking to you. I will be talking to you if you make a determination that things will be different and you're ready to take action. But who I'm talking to today is you who have struggled, you who have been beat down by difficulties, illness, financial stuff, betrayals, bankruptcy, you know, the list is infinite, and who have decided to rise again. I don't care where you are in the rising process. If you're just stumbling to your feet, if you've been trying and making, you know, a millimeter of progress a day, you are who I'm talking to. Because you are that underdog. If someone looked at you, maybe your friends or relatives look at you, and the thought is, even if they don't say it, you don't amount to anything. You'll never make it. You can't do that. I lived in that universe. I was that guy. You know, family disowned, cut off, kicked out. No, no, no. The black sheep, the loser because of my addictions and other problems. Written off. Written off. And then stumbled to feet, cue the hero's journey music from Joseph Campbell, Hero of a Thousand Faces. Something happened. I decided to change. I went in seek of help, and I got it. You can too. I had no magic intervention. I had all kinds of help, but it was when I sought it and took advantage of it. Now, you guys know I've told the story about a divine intervention that happened in August of 2007, and it didn't fix anything. It just slapped me so hard that I woke up and said, I'm going to do something different. I don't know what it is. And that began the journey upward, the journey of the underdog, the journey of growth. And so wherever you are in that process, you can start today. There's always a today. Mine was in August of 2007. And today, that's 18 years ago. But when it happened, it was 5 minutes ago. And it was a matter of choosing and staying on the path. Now, here's some reasons why we love underdogs. You, me, we love to see the impossible become possible. We love to see and hear and read and watch movies about there's no frickin' way, and then they do. And then they start. And then they raise their fists like, whoops, got my directions backwards. The guy in the picture, radical excellence. And then we're cheering with them. And we get emotionally connected to those stories. Well, you know what? You are the hero of that story if you want to be. Or you're just the watcher of other people. And this is your opportunity to choose. Because we love that resilience. That the stories evoke hope in us. Maybe I could do that. Maybe I could be like that. Maybe it isn't too late. Maybe it's possibility. They evoke relatability. Wow, that's just like me. And the emotions portrayed in the book or the movie or the story, we feel them, we know them. And they evoke this feeling of courage that we either maybe don't believe we have or that we wish we had. And you know what? That whole thing mirrors our deepest fears. The deepest fears that we have is that we just won't amount to anything. Whatever we were, what we heard before, we're not that exciting. We're not that good. Our deepest fears is that that's true. Somehow, it's real. And it's never the truth. That is the voice of defeat. That is the voice, somebody else's story, but not yours. And the quicker you disown that, the sooner you can start on your own path to growth. Besides our deepest fears, these stories mirror our hidden strength. You know, there's a quote that says, our deepest fear isn't that we're powerless, but that we are powerful beyond measure. And I don't know who originated that quote. I saw it credited to Marianne Williamson, but I think it was before her also. Here's the idea. In the hero's journey, it is the basis for every story like this you ever heard. It talks about the dark night. It talks about the failing. It talks about the call that the hero receives. Well, in this podcast, in this episode, the hero is you. You are the hero. You hear that, see it, own it, feel it. This is your call right now to own that. And start from where you are. If you're an underdog, if everybody has counted you out, I don't care. Still start today. So let's talk about some underdog stories that we all know about. I mentioned Mighty Mouse, which is an ancient cartoon. There was an old cartoon named Underdog, and it was a beagle looking thing, maybe an offshoot of Snoopy. I think Snoopy came around before Underdog did, but he wore a cape and did all kinds of cool stuff. And then there's Rocky, of course, the ultimate underdog that spawned 3, 4, 5 movies. Aaron Brockovich against the great corporate evil. And in ancient times, David and Goliath, a youngster against an 11-foot-tall hero in full battle dress. Like, we love those stories. And they stick with us because of their authenticity, the truth of the fear, the truth of the worry, the truth of the doubt, and then the grit to move anyway, the grit to say, I don't care, I'm going. That is step one. Say it right now. I don't care what the obstacles are, I'm going. I don't care how hard it is, I'm going. I don't care how much broken glass I got to crawl over. I'm going. Because that's what those underdog stories have in common. And yep, there's going to be times when it hurts. There's going to be times when you feel like you're crawling over broken glass. And in every hero's journey, there's always a mentor. And for me, I had several coaches. Star Wars, you know, Obi-Wan showed up. Yoda, you know, that kind of thing. But those stories strike so deeply because they mirror the truth of our lives. Not because there's some fantasy out there, but they truly mirror our deepest hope and aspirations. So own that and ask yourself, where are you willing to settle? Where are you settling right now? And where are you willing to say, enough already, I'm going? And going to where? It's wherever you say, people you read all the time, they're never going to walk again, and they do. I told you the story before of, I think, two Winter Olympics ago. They had a, you know how they tell those amazing stories, right? And one of them was a snowboarder, Olympic medalist, in the off season, crashed into a tree, broke everything under the sun, never board again, never maybe even walk again. No, walk, snowboard, back to the Olympics, silver medal. Like, that stuff is real, and it's you. Underdogs become icons because of what they overcame. I want you to sit with that for a moment. I want you to think right now of the most difficult thing in your own life where you feel like an underdog, an outer dog, whatever. You're finished. You can't do it. And then let's think about that that's not true. It's never true. It never will be true unless and until you allow that. The snowboard guy could have given up. That's what he was told to do. Right? He'll never this, that, and the other again. And the documentary was quite detailed. Painful rehab and day after day after day. And he just said, I don't care. I'm going. And there's no magic. There was no secret sorcery that came in and fixed the bones. It was grit and determination. And that makes us love those stories. Now, here's you. I love you. I know you can do this, and I invite you to consider whatever's holding you where you are, below your dreams, below your aspirations, married to your excuses, living in some kind of settling addiction to mediocrity, and say, enough, I'm done. Now, I'd like to move from fiction. You know, we have movie characters that we talked about, and David and Goliath in the Bible, and even if you believe that, it was a couple thousand years ago, okay. Let's move it to real things. Now, you guys know my story. Because I'm a coach, I have the blessed honor of working with people in these situations all the time who feel crushed, who feel defeated, or who are moderately successful, but they're just yearning for that next level 2, 3, 4, 5 that they can visualize and not feel like they can't reach. Those feelings are real. The pain of the snowboarder, my own story that you guys have heard of, addictions and failures and divorces and, you know, rehab and all the rest, suicide attempts. Those were real and real pain. And I don't know yours or I would be using them. I honor and respect every single one of you that are dealing with any kind of struggle, whether it's small. I'm working really hard at work and I can't get the next promotion. They keep ignoring me, beating me down, and passing over me. That's discouraging and frustrating. It's not any less painful when you're working and you're trying to be ignored and dissed and, you know, passed over than it is some illness that strikes you down and then you're in the hospital for a month and the dream you had of doing some thing is crushed. I just talked to somebody today. You're getting ready to do a concert. Getting ready to do a concert where they have to speak and sing and so forth. Just came down with a really serious illness. Well, that could crush that dream. And instead, it's like, okay, we got to move the date. We got to do this for rehab. So the question is, how do I start? Not why did this happen? Why did this happen? Or why does this happen to me? Or why do I always get the shit stick? Those questions are meaningless. I invite you to never ask them again. Whatever happened, happened. The real question that matters is, what do I do now? So I don't downplay the least of any of your pain or struggle. I acknowledge it, and I'm asking you to consider, what can I do now? Now, I want you to go back in your own life instead of looking at pain you're in at this moment and answer this question. What things have you overcome before now? What struggles in your life have you been bashed with? Maybe a betrayal. Maybe a partner ripped you off in business and you lost $100,000 or $1 million or $10 million. Maybe you had a betrayal of a life partner that broke your heart and caused you to feel whatever. Maybe there was a death of someone close to you, a loved one, a kid, or a parent. And so you felt crushed and the life and wind sucked right out of your sails. Maybe you have those things. So I want you to think for a moment about things that you have overcome, because I know without question that before this moment here, you've had a bunch of things happen in your past that are struggles. I don't know how many they were, and I don't know which ones they were. I've shared some of mine with you, but I know that you've had them. And I know that there are times when you feel like the life and soul is sucked right out of you and you don't know what to do. Maybe that was last week. Maybe it was last year. Maybe it was 20 years ago. And here you are a day, a week, a month, a decade later, and you're still standing and you're listening to a show about how to grow, how to create purpose, prosperity, and joy. You're asking yourself, what can I do? Because remember, asking, how come I can't have what somebody else has? That's a useless question. The answer is always the same. You can have it. You can. You can have whatever anybody else has if you're willing to do the work. Not if you're willing to do what they did, because we don't know their story, where they started or anything else. That's nothing. But wherever you are right now. So I want you to think about things that you have overcome in the past. What have you demonstrated resilience, recovery, determination, grit, growth, all those words. And I want you to think about those. Now, when I talk to people about their stories, let me tell you what I hear a lot and see if you recognize any of this. It's not that big a deal. I'm nobody special. It doesn't really matter. It wasn't that hard. I had help and other similar things that create the idea of dismissal. It's not that important. It's not that big of an accomplishment. That's a lie, because I can tell you, for every one of you that have had a massive challenge and made the choice to get the help you needed and overcome it, there are 10 who have been defeated, destroyed, and laid down and screamed, why did this happen to me? And spend their days complaining to the government or God or whoever and bitching about the unfairness. So for every one of you that is standing up right now and saying, I overcame, I chose to go on, I demonstrated resilience, there's 10 that didn't. That puts you in a separate category. And so the idea that it's not a big deal is not true. The idea that you're no one special is not true. So here's what we can do with that, because those are words that you use to disqualify yourself from your own destiny. Because if you have made the choice to overcome your underdog status, when somebody had written you off, you made a choice to overcome that. That puts you in a special category. So don't disqualify yourself from your destiny. And you might say, what do you mean my destiny? Well, here's what I know. What I know is every single person, without exception, that I talk to who has a story of overcoming small to enormous and anywhere in between, as they go through, or as you go through that process of overcoming, do you know what else happens? There rises up at the same time a yearning, a desire, a need almost to help others. I want to help someone else so they don't have to struggle like I did. I want to reduce the suffering. Now I know how. I want to do something with this. That feeling rises up in you, period. And the more you overcome, the bigger that desire gets. Isn't that fun? Your desire grows exactly along with your overcoming, your grit, your determination, and your resilience. So here's the thing. You have a story of overcoming, or you wouldn't be in this audience. You wouldn't be thinking about, how do I create that ultimate life? How do I find what I'm really meant to do? How do I make both money and magic? How do I have an impact in the world and do something that matters? Just asking those questions puts you in rare company. So if you are here and you're alive and breathing and growing, you have a story that matters. And I just want you to sit with that thought. If you're alive and breathing, you have a story that matters. Because you've been an underdog and you're past that now. So let's talk about how that works. Unless you're a loser, so to speak, in air quotes, unless you're a loser and content to stay that way, you've already overcome something. And by loser, I simply mean someone who has made a conscious choice to blame everything and everyone else, not try, give up, and quit. So unless you're that, you have overcome something, and you have a story to tell, and you have a yearning to do something with it. I know that about you. Here's an invitation right now. I love having guests on this show who have stories to tell. So if you have a story to tell, if you have an overcoming, a place where you've been an underdog and said, no, not me, not now, not ever, and you have that story and you want to share it, I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to hear what happened, what choices you made, and how you choose to use that experience to add good to the world. All right, so here's some things that you already know, but I'm going to remind you about underdogs we love. When we hear the story or see the movie of real life, fictional heroes are one thing, but when we hear the stories of real life people that make those choices, it activates us. You and I both know, you've read a Facebook post or two. I read one today in the last day, too, where it tells a story of someone real life whose name you probably know, and it tells you a bunch of stuff you didn't know and you didn't realize they had overcome this or that. And when you get done reading that, it does something to you. Well, can you imagine you being that motivation, you being that power, that juice, that joy for someone? I can promise you, you can be if you want. You can be if you want. And here's my own journey and the journey of several clients that I've helped. We start not believing that. We start believing that we don't really have anything, that what we have overcome is not that big a deal. It's not that important. And secondarily, we think nobody would listen anyway. And then in the third place, we think, besides that, I don't know how to do anything with it. Not that big a deal. Nobody would listen anyway. And I don't know how to get started and do anything. All of those problems are solvable right here, right now. But it starts with that decision, I'm going. I'm going means I'm overcoming my obstacle. I'm going to serve with it. I'm going to share it. I'm going to make money with it. And money is not a dirty word. Money follows value. If you share your story and journey from underdog to overdog or, you know, victorious, the encouragement and example and principles you provide may well save somebody's life. And I'm not even exaggerating. I was talking to somebody not yesterday, but the day before. No, it wasn't on Sunday. Maybe it was Friday. They told me just exactly that. They told me of a story about why their life was saved. And they told me what happened and who did it and all that. And they said it saved my life. Saved my life. Why? Because of a story. Someone's story of overcoming. Someone's resilience resonated. And it changed who they were being permanently. You have that power. Whether you've used it or not doesn't matter. So let's talk a little bit more about how to get that done. You can activate an audience. It's not going to be everybody in the world, but it's going to be those who need to hear your voice. When I do these shows and I do podcasts, my own and other people's, I activate a certain group. And the group that I activate are those that resonate with my experiences, just like yours will be. Your lived experience. Now, I'm going to say this really slow because I want you to hear it. Your own lived experience that includes the struggles and the choices and the resilience and the growth. Your lived experience is the blueprint for someone else's breakthrough. And no, they can't get it anywhere else. They're waiting for your voice. That's sometimes a scary thing. It's sometimes scary to think, what if I don't take action? What if I don't share what I've learned? What if I don't believe in myself enough? Well, I don't know the answer to those questions, but I do know what happens when you do. You affect people's lives. You help others follow your example from underdog to victor, from victim to victor, from vanquished to victory. You have walked that path, and you can help others do that. And we will love your story too, because you have been willing to share it. Now, I want you to think about all those underdog examples we gave, or anyone that you know. If no one knew about it, if no one heard about the choices and the victory, nobody would be inspired. The very few individuals who were right there in that, you know, in that tiny little circle would be inspired and know something. Your and my ability to affect a lot of people is unprecedented today. We have the ability to do more than ever before. So I want you to take heart and get excited about your story, your own personal journey. Now, here's the thing to know. This path requires a certain desire. You have to desire to serve. Now, that's easy because if you've overcome some obstacle, that desire to help others comes with it. I want to help people not go through what I did. I want to show people a shortcut, an easier path, avoid the pitfalls and barriers that I encountered. I can't even count the number of times I've heard that from thousands of different people about completely different stories, and you're one of them. So I invite you to share that. I invite you to turn it into something. It's way more than just something you talk about once in a while. What if you organized your story? What if you created a set of principles? What if you created some kind of product or class or teaching that let people take advantage of your own grit, determination, and resilience? Your story is your brand. Your story is your power. Your story is your impact. And that's always been true. That's not a new phenomenon. What is new is today you can reach more than anyone ever before in the history of the universe. Well, here on this earth anyway, because of the internet and all kinds of tools that we have to share who you are and what you do far and wide. Here's the thing. Some people say, well, I don't want to be arrogant and act like I'm that important. You're not. You're not saying I'm the only one that, I'm more important than. Get that language out of your head. Researching, figuring out what you really learned and who you really are, and then sharing that authentically is an offering. It's a sincere, vulnerable offering to those who need it. And you will be well received. Your story is your power. It's easy to create a product, to write a book or something about that thing over there. The power that you and I have is your story in your heart, turning adversity into movements, turning setbacks into businesses, turning destruction into legacy. Like, I cannot emphasize strongly enough that this is not only possible, it's more possible today, right now in 2025, than it's ever been in the history of the world because of technology. It's not a mystery. So I'm inviting you to look at yourself where you've been an underdog, where you've stood up and created resilience, and to assure you that you have a story worth telling. Okay, I can tell you a couple stories right now. I have a client who just a little while ago was struggling with his own worth. He was, you know, he was supporting his family and doing okay, but he had terrible self-doubts about all the same things that we just talked about, some misery, some defeats, and so forth. And he confessed to me one time in a coaching session that, you know, he'd actually considered driving into a pillar on the freeway on the way home more than once, because he didn't feel valuable. When we worked through these feelings and thoughts, he realized that he had insane value and was creating it all around him. But it was all in the perspective. Didn't believe. Your story, your journey matters. I have dozens of those kinds of stories, specific and individual that I know. I mean, I've had hundreds and hundreds of clients over the years, maybe thousands, but I know specific stories about many, starting with my own dramatic story, but certainly not unique. One of the things I love is the stories that I get to hear on both the podcast and on this show about people's choices. Your story is also your credibility. It's your authenticity and it's your connection. You know what? The world right now is so disconnected, broken, divisive, and everything else. We are craving authenticity, real connection, honesty, vulnerability. You know how it feels to be with someone you know you can't trust? Squirmy, empty. You know what it's like to be with someone you know you trust. You can be that. You are that. The question is, what are you going to do with it? So I'm going to tell you what happens when you share your story, and then I'm going to invite you to do something with it. What happens when you tell your story out loud, when you share it in a book, in a product, in podcasting, in some way that can reach others, you get healed. Others hear and get healed. You get clarity. I can tell you the process that I use to write my own books has given me more clarity than anything, because it requires you to think and go back and look at what really happened and draw some real thoughts and conclusions from. It's one of the most powerful things you can do, and it creates internal healing. It creates your ability to own everything that's happened and then release it so that trauma of the past no longer has power in the present. Can you imagine that? All the struggles of your past no longer having 1 ounce of power in the present. They don't bother you. They don't make you doubt yourself. Imagine that. Learning to share your story will help you do that. Your audience for your story, people don't connect with perfection. They connect with your scars. One way people say that is, you know, your mess is your message. That's as true as anything. People connect. Think about movies. Think about the underdog stories. We connect with the scars. So this is an invitation for you to consider your power. You can become the mentor you wish you had. You can become the light you wanted. You can become the joy that you were seeking. The fact that you had it or didn't have it doesn't matter, because you're standing up today with courage and with the willingness to serve. So here's a question. Are you going to keep your story hidden, or are you going to use it to serve? That's just a question. Are you going to keep your story hidden or use it to serve? I used to keep mine hidden. I'd made a lot of mistakes, divorced 3 times, addictions, and all the rest that you guys know. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. I was worried what people were going to think. And so I hid it and did everything I could to make sure people didn't know this, that, and the other. And then things changed for me, and that process of change is not the subject tonight. But I'll be sharing it with you if you want. Get a hold of me and let's talk. But that change made me realize I could do more. Most people die with their story inside. I say you don't die with your music inside. Sing the song you came to sing. Why? Why do people die with their story inside? Fear, that was me. Shame, that was me. Doubt, that was me. Maybe it's you. This is your invitation. Let's make a choice right now to not keep it hidden. To not keep it hidden. But instead to make a choice and say, I'm going to share my story of failure, success, choices, growth, setbacks, overcoming, and I'm going to do it joyfully and powerfully just because I can, just because I want to serve, just because I choose to love. The 3 words that run my life: love, create, serve. Love, create, serve. They run my life, they run my business, and it's wildly joyful and successful. So I invite you right this minute to make a commitment to share and to serve. Now I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that right now. There's a URL on the screen, dreambuildwriteit.com. There's another one, Kellen Flukiger Media, but that's not the one I'm talking about right now. www.dreambuildwriteit.com. That's a challenge. It's a book challenge I'm going to conduct in 2 weeks. It doesn't cost anything. It's free to join. And the reason I'm doing it is the same reason I'm doing this. I'm inviting you to step into your opportunity, to your story, to own the truth of your growth. To own the truth of your decision never to give up, to own the truth of your decision to get rid of fear, to get rid of shame, to get rid of doubt, to own the truth of the light that you own that is so powerful. Now, you can stay hidden, and most do. Most people die with their music inside. When people are on their deathbed, they wish they had fill in the blank. What would it be like to lay on that bed and know you laid it all on the line? You shared everything you could and lifted and blessed everyone that was within the sound of your voice, whether you speak or sing or write. What a difference. Die empty because you left it all on the field. Now that chapter or book that's in you, let's get it written. Let's get products, services, offerings, love offered from your heart. The process to do that is not hard anymore. Getting a book written and published used to be difficult. It's not anymore. As you know, I've written 20. I'm writing number 21 right now. I'm writing it right in concert with a group of people I'm taking through this very process of writing, editing, publishing, and getting a bestseller campaign run on Amazon for their book. And, you know, without exception, each person that's on this journey with me has said some version of this: it was so much more powerful than I imagined. I knew I kind of wanted to, but I had no idea what I had. The gold. You do too. You do too, because you have been an underdog. You have overcome the challenge, wherever it came from, whatever direction. And your story is worth telling and will serve. So here's the question again. Are you going to let your story rot in silence, or are you going to make it your legacy? Are you going to reach out and reach up? Now, if you know, and I know the answer to this is yes for every single person listening. If you have lived through something and overcome it, that is a legacy that you have. It's a fact and it's truth. This is an invitation to share that in a way that will lift and bless others. You have a hero's journey that you've already lived, and you're still living. One of the biggest mistakes people make is they say to me, yeah, but I'm not done yet. Well, nobody is. I'm not done yet. I've written 20 books. It's a work in progress, but that is the thing people are attracted to, progress. Because when we're stuck, we just stay there and think, I can't do this, I can't do this. And when we see someone making the way forward, oh, can I have some of that light? Can I have some of that? Yes, you can. And you can be the light that they're looking for. You can be the voice. And that's for sure. And so the first thing is to decide that you're worth it. The first thing is to decide that your story matters. The first thing is to decide that you matter. And our ability to create products and services with those stories, it's easier now than it's ever been. Videos and PDFs and courses and coaching programs and stuff, that's just mechanics. The first choice comes with the courage to tell the story, to write the book, and invite people to learn. To learn to love them, to give, and to serve. That is your opportunity. And it's interesting because, like I said before, we have this thing that comes with us. The minute we overcome, or on our way to overcoming. The minute we see the light at the end of the tunnel, our first thought is to look around and say, who else can I help? We're built that way because we're divine. You're built and created by the divine. And the love that is inherent in you, the minute you realize there is hope, there is light, you want to share. So this is an invitation to do that, however you do it. Make the commitment to move forward, to tell the story that you have, and to be your own. You are your own underdog story. And you know what? You're the underdog story that someone else was waiting to believe in. I want you to think about that. Have a picture in your mind. What if you knew, like knew, right this minute, someone was waiting to hear your story, and it was going to make the difference for them. The difference in not settling for mediocrity, not giving up. And if there's one, there's 10. And if there's 10, there's 100. 80%, I read a new survey, New York Times, 80% of people surveyed think that they should write a book. Less than 1% do. That means the other 79%, I think it was 81% and 1% do. So 80%, all those stories remain untold. Your voice is needed. Now, if you want to know exactly how to do it, and you want hand-holding and help, if you want to discover your own story, if you want to mine your life for that story, if you want to know how to structure it, write it, publish it, monetize it, serve with it, and make a difference, that's one of the most fun things I get to do. It's a tiny little piece of my coaching practice, but it's so much fun because the joy that I get about in seeing the light and the yearning and the joy in people's hearts when they figure this out and they realize just how powerful they are, and that's you, is just, there's nothing like it. So I'm inviting you to this URL, www.dreambuildwriteit.com. If you feel the inclination, if you've been told you have a story, if you know that you have a yearning to serve with the events of your life, this is your invitation. I do this a couple of times a year. I did it in February, and I'm doing it in June. Go to that URL, www.dreambuildwriteit.com, and just see. And if it's, and then, like I said, it doesn't cost anything. So this is not about me selling anything, because I'm not. It's about inviting you to recognize your own greatness, the power of your own life, the power of your own story. Don't die with your music inside. It's not just about the writing, it's about rising. Rise up. Rise up. Now, I want to issue you a couple of invitations. Okay, if you have a story you want to tell, yes, dreambuildwriteit.com, www.dreambuildwriteit.com. But I would love to have you as a guest on this show or my podcast, because one of my purposes, you guys know, my goal is to reach 300 million people with the truth that you can create your life any way you want, purpose, prosperity, and joy. So if you have a story you want to share, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. The other URL, KellenFlukigerMedia.com, go there and use the contact form. I want to hear your story. I want to know what you have overcome. I want to honor you for the resilience and the choices that you've made to add good to the world. Think about the good that you can do. I know you yearn to do. So today's episode is about why in history and throughout our lives we revere the stories of the underdog, why it resonates and pulls so deeply at our hearts. It's about helping you realize that that's already you. You have a story that matters. And to ask you, what are you doing with it? What are you doing with that most valuable asset? That's more important than any skill you've learned, the journey of your life and the choices that you've made. I'm inviting you to share it, to add good to the world, to love others with it, to be vulnerable, to create the healing in yourself and the invitation to others to lean in. You are the story someone is waiting to hear. Think about that truth for a minute. and let it rest on your heart. You're the underdog story someone's waiting to believe in. I said that a minute ago, and it bears repeating. So I want to invite you, www.dreambuildwriteit.com. Come there and see. Go check it out. See if it sounds good to you. It doesn't cost anything. Love to have you there or here on the show. Last of all, here's what I know. There's nothing that can or will prevent you from creating anything you want in your life. Your ultimate life. Purpose, prosperity, and joy. No one can take it away from you. No one is going to do it for you, but no one can keep you from starting right now where you are and moving forward to create your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.